Broadcasting from the confines of an abandoned radio station in the secluded ghost town of High Strangeness, just outside of Area 51. It's time now for full disclosure of the topics they told us were off limits. Hello, everybody. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM, broadcasting from the 840 WHAS studios of iHeartMedia in Louisville, Kentucky, home of Chiggers, and more Chiggers. More on that later. I'm Connie Willis on Coast to Coast AM. Tonight, ancient healing methods plus Sasquatch and beyond. Time now to turn off the lights and join me for another interesting evening of conversation, much needed education, and the chance that we might get a little closer to the truth of what lurks amongst us and what is beyond. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM. You're listening to Coast AM. I'm Connie Willis. How are you doing this evening? Very happy to be back. It's been a long time that I've been back here on Coast to Coast, and I'm ready to go at it. Got a lot of neat things to tell you. I want to say hello to the International Bigfoot Conference that's going on this weekend. All the folks are getting together, having a good time. I'm seeing lots of pictures on Facebook, and it's nice to see everybody. And wish I could be there. Sorry I couldn't make it, but I am on Coast, and that's definitely a joy for me. Also, the Executor UFO Festival is also going on, so it's fun to get together on especially a weekend where you've got, the Labor Day weekend, You got plenty of time to really get out there and travel and not be so squished up with work on either side of you on your little vacation. And it's just fun to get out there and talk to other people of like mind. And so a lot of people doing that this weekend, and a lot of people going out and having fun on lakes and rivers and oceans and things like that. And then a lot of other people are dealing with a lot of really bad weather. But want to say hi to all the people out there for that. When I did talk about Chiggers, They're awful. I was out recently to I was hanging out with at Waverly, and how cool is that, right? My ghost buddies are all together too. Waverly Hills is here in Louisville, and they're doing their own investigations. The people that actually work at Waverly's, it's like the employee weekend where they get to do all the investigations. So if you ever do go to Waverly for one of their tours or one of the investigations, the people that you meet that are working it, the volunteers, well, this weekend, their friends and family, they get a chance to go and do everything. So when you do talk with them, they know what they're talking about. They are true lovers and truly passionate about Waverly Hills. But around it, there's a lot of forests around it, or, they got many acres that they own. They own a lot of acreage. And I was there recently, did some live stuff there. That was fun on my Facebook page. But did not realize that just walking in a little bit of the woods, just a teeny weeny little itty bitty bit of the woods, just to see one of their trails for the future hotel that they plan to do. I didn't know for like 5 minutes that a swarm, I don't even know what you would call it, but I've got, I think, a bazillion chigger bites all over me. I mean, I felt them later. Of course, you don't feel them at first, but it's like, man, I got something all over my body. I don't know what it is. Somebody's, it feels like that little hair or something. Anyway, I was screaming and yelling, and I did every little thing that anybody ever told me about. I tried every trick. One of those tricks was, many, many showers, washing it, Dawn liquid soap. Somebody said vodka. I did it all. So I basically, what I did is I showered them and got them drunk because they had a field day. And it's been about a week now, and I still think about them daily. But be careful of that. That's what I'm talking about with the chiggers. I also want to mention one other thing before we get on to our wonderful guests, and that is, hey, guess what I'm doing? I got my own internet show, I guess is what you want to say. I started out on doing this show on YouTube and kind of switched it back over to my idea of doing it on a website. It's called Blue Rock Talk, Blue Rock Talk. So it's talk, and it's Blue Rock, the earth, right? Cool. Kind of neat ring to it, right? I love the color blue too. It works. So, and what it is Blue Rock Talk, Earth's Most Interesting Conversations with Connie Willis. So there you go. A lot of people asking, where else are you? And I haven't been, I've been doing more TV than radio, but I've kind of combined the two as an internet kind of thing. So it's still weird. What do you call it? You know, if it's a YouTube, it's a YouTube channel. You know, if it's a website, I guess, you know, a website. But it's going to be interviews. It's going to be a lot of fun, just neat little things that maybe you send in to me that I air, or it could be me doing kind of TV stuff, live events, things like that. So I want to thank George as well for letting me talk about that and mention it. It is BlueRockTalk.com. That's the it's a paid membership, so you'll get to hear all the interviews and be what is called an official Blue Rocker. Also, I'm on Twitter, so go ahead and follow. It's all brand new, so you're going to see about 8 people on. So please sign up with me so I can also say hey to you, and also on Facebook page. And I want to thank as well Jay Walsh and Kevin Moorhead. They've really helped me a lot with putting it together. And also Brad Farrell, our first Blue Rock Talk, and our Blue Rock, I guess Blue Rocker, our first paid membership guy. So that's kind of a special thing too. So thank you all for that, and I appreciate that. And one of the other Blue Rockers, by the way, who you will see there when you go, is Miss Carrie Campbell, who is our first guest tonight. She, let's see. I saw her, I guess maybe it's about a month or so ago now, and it was after getting off of a plane, and it wasn't until later that she had mentioned something to me that she had noticed that I had kind of been messing with my shoulder and my neck and shoulder, and it was really hurting. Because you guys, you know, if you go across country on a plane, or even maybe not even that far, they're just not comfortable at all. But my neck was hurting, my shoulder, and she had pointed it out at one point and said, hey, you know, I've noticed that. And she pulled my arm in a way that, you know, if you have constant problems like that, you like when somebody puts that extra pressure because you know it's going to make a difference. But she pulled it in a way that I've never had my arm pulled before, and I definitely felt the pressure. I felt the pull. I felt that stretch. And again, it's a different kind of stretch feeling that you feel. But you know, she held it for maybe 2 minutes or more, and then she let go, and she's like, how does that feel? I'm like, well, you know, I feel it. But it was, I don't know, a couple of minutes later she asked me, I didn't even notice that I ever had a pain at all. And that was really cool. I've never had something in so quickly like that, and I really appreciate it. She did offer to do all of me at that point, at one point during the stay that I was with her and her fiance, which is, a lot of you guys might know Ron Moorhead, a Bigfoot guy. He claims to have all these noises from these creatures. Actually, he's a Sounds of Sierra guy. It was really pretty cool. I'm sorry that I missed out on that nice offering. And Carrie, I want to welcome you to Coast, and I hope that in the future, maybe I'll still get that massage you were talking about.
Well, I would absolutely love to oblige. You were too busy trying to seek out Bigfoot to spend an hour laying on a table.
And scared out of my mind, you know. Wow, they really got me scared to death with another family that, I guess, you know, they want to be incognito, so that's fine. But holy cow. It was definitely fun. Scary, too. I have never been that scared about it. And as you know, it's a pretty scary story anyway, that actual situation. And hopefully at one point we can get that on Coast to Coast and talk about that sometime. We're going to have to do that because that's a good story. But so is yours. I mean, you're around the Bigfoot people all the time because of your fiance as well.
I've been with them all weekend.
And you are at the International Bigfoot Conference. Exactly. How's that going before we get into your things?
You know, it's been a lot of fun. It's really been a lot of fun. Of course, you know, it's always like a reunion at these things because you get to see your same friends that you get to see, you know, maybe 3 or 4 times a year. And so it's always great to see everyone and see what new research they have going and what new offerings they have. So, yeah.
And Yams always does some nice singing and playing of the guitar. And you got, you know, just all kinds of neat things there. It is a lot of fun. And Mr. Gimlin is there, correct?
He is, you know, and he spoke for quite a while this evening, which was nice because you don't get to hear that very often. So he kind of went through the whole story of his side of the Patty film and the whole experience. So I got to hear that a couple of years ago, just little tidbits of it, and it was really fun to hear more of the story from him.
I tell you, until I met him, you know, I mean, as you know, I got to interview him here on Coast, and he went 3 hours, and everybody said, oh, my goodness, he's never, ever, ever done that. So
yeah.
I feel good that I've got the record as of right now. I hope nobody wants to break it, but please, I want to have that forever. And that was great. But he's a wonderful guy in person, and he just – the women love him, but I've never met a man that all the men love him as well as the women love him.
Yeah, this is very, very true.
Well, let's get to you and talk about how special you are because, and be careful, Carrie, because if any of these other people at the conference have stopped doing what they're doing in the rooms, you know, because I know it might be playtime there already.
It is.
Okay.
It's all shut down.
If they stop and listen from the rooms of playing around, and they know maybe all of the neat little things that you know how to do, you might not be able to get out of there and have any time to do anything else but, you know, work on these people. So, but tell me your background and how cool what it is you do that's so different and unique enough that, hey, we're talking about it on Coast.
Yeah. You know, I got to thinking earlier today, you know, okay, when did all this really start for me? And I had a flashback to a time when I was about 14 years old, and my mom and I had been in a car accident, and my mom was kind of always, you know, looking for different, sometimes outlandish things as far as healing and cooking and, you know, things in general. And she packed me up and one of her girlfriends and her daughter, and we drove to San Jose, and we stood in line at this massive, I just remember it being a massive building with these big glass doors, and we were in line with all of these other people shuffling into this building, and you went to this one station, and they had you, you know, stand there and look at you, and then turn around and look at you that way, and decide which side of your neck might be out of place. And then we went and we stood in this other line, and there was this huge machine. And when I think back on it, I think, God, that was kind of scary. There was this huge machine, and you stood on the little X, and you held your head really still, and they put this thing around your head, and then this other mechanism came and just whacked you in the side of the neck. Much today, I think, what chiropractics use in the little gun trigger adjustments. So, you know, I think I've always kind of been one, getting it from through my DNA from my mother, to look at alternative therapies to help myself and my family feel better.
And you are a giver. I mean, you are truly a giver. There's no question about that. Being around you, you are
a
giver.
You know, I think that happens when you're a very empathetic person. If you see someone in pain, you think you can do the least little thing to help them, you want to do that.
That's right.
And that's definitely how I am.
And we like that. Now, and if you didn't, just because we didn't go there yet, Carrie's a modern-day alchemist of complementary medicine therapies. Why don't you say those names that you are, because I do not want to mess those up. There's some names that I'll let you do it. I would slaughter them.
Well, you know, I think the longest one that I've been is yoga instructor. That's easy.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah,
and
that's good.
And a raw and superfood nutritionist. But then I became a licensed massage therapist a few years ago, and in my massage therapy training, I was lucky enough to get an instructor that also taught myofascial release because he had been studying with John Barnes, the creator of myofascial release. And I got a portion of that in my original massage therapy training, and I also got cranial sacral. And those have just been instrumental. The myofascial release is what I did when I pulled your arm, not your leg. And
I wasn't even going to mention that one. You didn't do that. I knew it.
But then I am also a Reiki master, Usui Reiki master, that works with helping to facilitate healing in the body through the human energy field. this amazing energy field that we have that, you know, it extends out beyond us and through us. And so those are all of the things.
Well, what is the, what you used on me, the, what is it, myofascial release?
Myofascial, right? Release.
Fascial. What, yes, is that? Because if, and let me see if I can even try to say what I think it might be and tell me if I'm wrong or right on it. But it's almost like we have this, it's like a spandex, but thinner, like all over our body. It's like one piece, like a layer. And it stretches and pulls, and am I close?
You're close. You know, you're cutting a little bit in and out on me, but I think I got the gist of what you said.
It's, oh,
kind of like,
gosh.
Spandex that kind of goes,
yeah,
goes around things. Yes. You know, I'm gonna tell you the official definition of myofascial release, or to make it easier for us in this conversation, MFR, as defined by its creator, John Barnes. It's a three-dimensional application of sustained pressure and movement into the fascial system in order to eliminate fascial restrictions and facilitate the emergence of emotional patterns and belief systems that are no longer relevant or impeding progress. Now you're like, what?
Yeah, what?
What
is
all
layman's
that mean?
Terms?
What that means is I either apply pressure with my hands or I gently pull and create traction to release the fascia. And the fascia, you know, there's a therapist named Ronell Woods who wrote an incredible book called Touching Light, and she explains the fascia as like this gossamer cloak that is a web of connective tissue that supports everything that runs throughout our body, and it functions like a fiber optic tissue. And it really is this incredible matrix that runs in, over, throughout every portion of our body. And we have strains of it that run from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And I like to explain it, you know, the reason that it can cause us pain and pressure, like in your arm and your neck, is because it is capable of creating 2,000 pounds of tensile pressure on our nerves, joints, and bones and muscles. So that can hurt a lot.
Yes, absolutely.
And really what it is designed for in our body is a protective mechanism. So it's there to cushion us, keep us safe, and help in times of trauma. But through repetitive motion, it can get constricted. And when it gets constricted, it's like a very, very tight pair of pantyhose knotted on both ends around our muscle. And we can massage the muscle for all we're worth. It's going to feel good for a little while, but in a couple of hours, it's going to hurt because the fascia around it has not been released. So through this very patient therapy of applying pressure to the fascial system and waiting for the layers of the fascia to release layer by layer, and there's an intuitive aspect to it, because as I feel the fascia release under my hands, I have to know, am I feeling a blockage? Do I need to stay here a little bit longer and then pull a little more traction or push a little more pressure to allow it to release? Because if you go too hard and too fast, it's almost like silly putty. You know, if you've played with silly putty when you were a kid, if you grab it and try to pull it really fast, it's either going to break or it's not going to move. And so if you wait and you let it get warm in your hands and then you slowly pull, you can just make it into tiny little strings. And that's how our fascia responds in many ways.
And I know that it worked with me because I felt so much better afterwards. I mean, that was great. We're going to come back here and talk with Carrie a little bit more. This is Carrie Campbell that we're talking with. She's out at the International Bigfoot conference that's going on. But we're talking to her about some ancient healings and ways for you and I to feel better. all ages. We're going to find out more about that too. And we're also, you know, I'll tell you some secrets about Carrie that you may not know. And it's funny, all the neat things that we talk about here on Coast, and now I'm getting email after email, text after text on chiggers. Okay, just let me know what your way of curing them is. So it's Carrie Campbell that we're talking to. And then later on, we're going to be talking to Samantha Sam Ritchie about Sasquatch and what's beyond that when you start learning more and more and more about Sasquatch here on Coast to Coast AM. Amadeus, love that. Falco, they're one-hit wonder. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM. I'm Connie Willis, and that song was the first that was a song that I went to University of Kentucky, and I was in a it was a video class, and that was the first music video I ever created myself. It was with that song. It was really cool. So that's the memories that that brings back for me. Well, we got a you've heard of George Norrie's book, right? Night Talk. Well, you can order it on Amazon.com. And guess what? Right now they have a really great deal on it. I'm looking forward to getting it myself. It's called Night Talk. And I'm hearing it's really, really good. So you can order it on Amazon.com. I think it's even available in Barnes & Noble as well. However, Amazon.com right now is having a great deal on it. That's George Norrie's new book called Night Talk. More to come here with Carrie Campbell on Coast to Coast AM. I'm Connie Willis. Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm Connie Willis. We are discussing some really neat things of how to have a healthier body and how to, it's just alternative medicine. And from ancient times, this stuff has happened. And that's what's really cool about this. That some people, you know, it's all brand new to everybody, but it's been around for a long, long, long time. And Carrie Campbell is here to talk about it and what she does with it. So we're going to be learning about that as well as, let me just, I just want to tell you one of the little secrets about Carrie that a lot of people don't know. And that is that at one time she was the yoga instructor to Olympic athletes at the training center in Colorado Springs. I think that's really cool. You know, her unique combination of therapies. It really truly is on the forefront of energy medicine and is, it has. It's led her to a ton of success in helping people get out of both pain physically and also emotionally by treating the whole person from heart to toe. And is it, Carrie, the fact that, you know, when you work on somebody and, you know, they just start feeling better, that's why they are emotionally better? Is that really where that tie-in is, or is it a different tie-in?
You know, there is some of that for sure. But with the therapies of the myofascial release, you know, we have a huge emotional charge when we experience trauma. And, you know, in the old days when we were hunter-gatherers or something like that, we would get in a traumatic situation, but we were able to run away from it or fight against something to get away from it. And so we would expel all of that emotional energy and the hormones that trauma creates within our bodies. And now we just kind of internalize that. And that is actually stuck in the molecules of our DNA in the fascia. And I know that that sounds crazy, but it's true. And so when the fascia is released, it's like releasing a wave of emotion. You know, I was talking to one of my clients last week, and I asked if it was okay if I shared this, and he said, absolutely. So I'm working with a client now who is wheelchair-bound and is a quadriplegic, and he had a horrendous car accident in his 20s, and his spine was severed at cervical vertebra between 3 and 4. And so he's paralyzed pretty much from the neck down, but he's regaining sensitivities in his abdominal muscles and his right arm, which he had before we started working together. But his awareness, he's getting greater awareness of his limbs than he's ever had before. And we've only been working together for about 3 months. But he told me the other day, he said, you know, Carrie, I'm just having these waves of emotion that's kind of overwhelming. And I had mentioned it to him before that could possibly happen. But I didn't reiterate it, and he'd kind of forgotten about it. And I said, that's absolutely normal. And so as those emotions are released from the DNA, we kind of, in a way, experience them all over again. And in myofascial release, that's actually called myofascial unwinding. And so our body experiences that a little bit again, but it, in a way that it can release it and let it go. And so that leaves us feeling so much more emotionally sound and safe, quite honestly. So it truly is an amazing therapy that John Barnes has developed. And you know, you keep mentioning ancient healing methods.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And therapies. And you know, if we have a minute, I'd like to take us back to Chinese acupuncture, and acupressure has been around for almost 4,000 years. And what's amazing about our fascia in our body is these fascia strains go in the same lines as the acupressure and acupuncture meridians that the Chinese have known about for 4,000 years, you know?
Yeah.
How did they know about it? But what's incredible now is, through our modern technology, you know, we've been able to look at cadavers, and although the fascia is very different in a cadaver than it is from a live person, and now through fiber optics we're able to see both, but we've been able to see that these strains of fascia that hold our body together run along the exact lines as the Chinese acupressure and acupuncture meridians. And not only that, in Ayurvedic medicine and yoga, another ancient therapy, there are these nadis, energy channels, and they come together at points. And at those points, physically in the body, is where a group of strains of fascia will come together. And if we release that, like if I were to press on a point on the back of your shoulder blade, I could release several strains of fascia all at one time.
Oh, and that's so nice to everyone or anyone in that situation. I mean,
yeah.
It's instantly gone. It's not a whole lot of work. It's not a whole lot of time. It's just quick and easy. And, you know, when you had done that to me, I didn't feel it, you know, when you let go. I mean, actually, I liked what you were doing when you did it, but when you let go, I was still like it was there. But then within a few minutes, I remember you asking me again, and I didn't know it. I didn't even remember I had a problem.
Yeah, yeah. You say it's quick and easy. Now, I did a very, very, very condensed version arm pull on your arm.
I know it.
Of the time restraint that we had. Normally, I would spend 15 minutes to half an hour on one arm, and we would go, you know, all the way up and around and over, take it through full range of motion. And it's, you know, I don't know if you remember, but or noticed when I was doing it. When I first started, I pulled gently. You know, it was just kind of a little light tug. And then as I felt your fascia release, I can feel it release up through the forearm and then the elbow and over the elbow and into the bicep. And as you feel it release, you apply more and more pull or pressure as the body allows.
Yeah, I noticed that. There was never, you know, pressure that it was constantly there. You could tell that you were doing something. Now, You are very spiritual as well and sensitive. How, I mean, that really, really works in this field of study, doesn't it?
It truly does. It truly does. And since I discovered that our fascia is really this microcrystalline cellulose material that's running through all of our body. What are crystals? Crystals are like superconductors of energy. So that's why we as human beings are so sensitive. If our hearts and our bodies are open, if we haven't had life experiences that we've kind of shut that part of us down from, if we are open to it, we can sense so many things and can be affected by so many energies. And so because of that, I love using the combination of releasing the fascia. So pretty much what I'm doing is I'm unclogging that beautiful highway that runs through our body to then apply healing energy. And for me, it's divine source healing energy. And I apply that through my hands. People that I work on say, you know, wow, you've got a heater running out of your hands. How is that? And so once those restrictions in the body are released through the myofascial release, the energy is able to just really flow freely if the client is open to that. You know, they have to be energetically open to that for it to really work.
So what happens when it gets all knotted up in a ball? I mean, I guess stress, running around doing something. I mean, what, how come that does that with stress even? I don't understand. Why does that, you know, affect it so much? And then not just that, but, you know, why can stress pull that together and tighten up and make these little problems that you can hopefully release, you know, if somebody can find you.
Right.
But what about the feelings of something like love, where that can, I think, maybe, I'm just saying, I don't know, I would think that would automatically be able to release it, even, you know, without what you're talking about, just
yeah.
Because I think that's like the cure for everything, the cure-all.
you hit it, honey.
Did I? All right, baby. Ding, 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 ding.
You know, our heart is capable of emitting 2 watts of energy, and it extends out beyond us. The organ of the heart, the electromagnetic field of the heart, extends out further than any other organ in our body and extends out further from us. And if we could truly learn to feel and live and use the wisdom of the heart, things would be so much easier for us, physically,
yes.
Psychologically, emotionally.
Yes.
You know,
all we need is love. There's many songs been written about this, and it still hasn't gotten
absolutely.
Through the heads of people.
But you know, you were asking what happens? What happens when we get tense, and why does that happen? And you know, when we have surgery or experience trauma, the fascia goes to work right away to reconnect, because it's been cut or it's been injured through bruising or blunt trauma or even repetitive motion. And it's kind of, it begins to thicken in those areas in an effort to protect us and help us, but it kind of gets out of whack because we don't have that freeze and thaw mechanism that that we used to be allowed, because we're so worried about being so proper that if we get afraid, we don't scream. If, you know, if we're really tense and stressed out in traffic, it's not like we can get out of the car and run from it. We have to sit in the car and we brace our body and we hold all of this tension in, and, you know, our fascia goes to work doing its job. It's like, okay, they want me to hold everything tight, so I'm going to hold everything tight. And then we get home and we get to cooking the family's meal, and we forget about, you know, the terrible tenseness of the traffic. So that's held in our body. And really, this is going to sound a little bit crazy, but when we get right down to it, muscles, bones, all of those things are just another form of fascia. So that's how we develop bone spurs and arthritis, and it's solidified fascia through repetitive trauma and motion. And it's really only through reconnecting with our body, because we do this thing called disassociation. When we get hurt or a portion of our body is causing us pain, we just want to try to ignore it and make it go away. And so we kind of cut it off from our psyche and from our heart, and we disassociate it. And so the vibration actually goes lower in that part of our body that is hurting or in dis-ease. And so what we have to learn to do as human beings is to reincorporate that part back into our body, back into our psyche, back into our emotional being, in order to heal it.
If you're just joining us, talking with us right now is Carrie Campbell, and it's ancient healings and taking care of yourself. And I guess The question I want to know is, can we do this ourselves? Do we have to find someone like you, or can, you know, and that's cool, but can we also do it ourselves? Knowing, you know, having this knowledge of this, what I'm picturing is almost like a cheesecloth all the way through our body.
Yeah, but you know, you can watch everybody. I would love for everybody to get on YouTube at, after we're finished here, and watch a video that they shot with subcutaneously, so under the skin, with these tiny fiber optic cameras. And Dr. Gumberto made this little film called Strolling Under the Skin, and you can see this beautiful, beautiful gossamer glimmering web that is our fascia. And to your question, is there anything that we can do? There is absolutely so much that we can do for the health of our fascia, to release the fascia ourselves. You know, stretching and really yoga is huge in that. Our fascia takes at least 90 seconds to even begin to release. Until then, even when we're going into a stretch, for the first 90 seconds, it's still contracting. So you really want to take your time, and that makes you slow down, which we all need to do anyway, right?
Right.
So if you can find that place that's hurting, and sometimes it's not even a stretch in the exact place that's hurting because the fascia is so interconnected. If you can hold that stretch just gently, don't go at it hard. You really have to use your intuition in your own body too, and just stay with it for 2 to 5 minutes in the area that you're hurting. You can even take, I do this almost every night as I'm laying down. I take my own hands and I'll press on my belly, or I'll press on my leg, or just to release the fascia on myself. I think it's a great thing for everybody to practice healing themselves. There's also a lot we can do with our diet and nutrition too. You know, our fascia is very much a collagen-based system, and so things that we can eat, like leafy greens and vegetables, and you know, right now the bone broth is all the rage, and for people who aren't vegetarian or vegan, bone broth is a fabulous source of collagen. You know, drink a cup of that every day.
How is it if you have roasted bone marrow? How is that? Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because okay, that's delicious.
Absolutely.
It's terrible sounding. Yeah, but it's,
right.
It's so good.
But you know,
oh,
taking those supplements too, like chondroitin and glucosamine and the MSM, that, you know, and the omega fish oils, everything that's going to support the joint health is also going to support our fascial health.
Well, I just know how good it felt, and I know that it was different than anything. I've had regular massage,
yeah,
and that's all cool. I can definitely tell you, though, from the yoga that you're talking about, I mean, yeah, you can see how that would work, and it would just make you feel better. And I would also think, besides all that, that it actually is more of a, makes you feel younger. And I bet it's got to just help extend your life without a question.
Oh, it absolutely does. It absolutely does. You know, the more we can take ourselves back to a holistic being, you know, in today's world, everything is just so separated and disjointed in a way. And we really need to come back to a place where we are reincorporating our whole self and staying in touch with the parts of us that aren't exactly the way that we wish they were. Because with our greater awareness, we can begin to heal it by staying in that right mind frame. You know, it takes discipline, but it's nothing that we can't accomplish and achieve. Just a few minutes of meditation a day, working on the heart chakra, visualizing, you know, the color for heart chakra is green. And, you know, colors have a resonating vibration, as do each one of our chakras. Oh, this is something very cool also. Most of our fascia runs vertically up and down, but at each energy center or chakra point, there is a lateral sheath of fascia in the exact place of where the chakra system is. How cool is that?
That is very cool. And more cool stuff with Carrie Campbell coming up next hour. In fact, if you'd like to ask her a question, then you can do that. We're going to open up the phone lines for you. It's Carrie Campbell that what we're talking is who we're talking to. And, of course, later tonight we're going to be talking with Samantha, Sam, Richie about once you're into Bigfoot and Sasquatch, you know, what's after that? More to come here. Stay with us. Thanks for joining us as well. On Coast to Coast AM, I'm Connie Willis.